As is usual with the encounter that people have with Jesus, they come away learning something profound about themselves and about God. And I suggest that as Christians, when we pray, it's not always apparent, but I would hazard a guess that when we meet God in our prayers, we shall go away with something very profound. But often, that profound gift from God is deeper than molecules. It seeps down very deep inside us and will take a while for that to permeate us. And suddenly, if you're like me, you'll find, isn't that amazing? God has actually done that for me. Or the thing I was worried about, it may not be the answer I want, but has turned out to be best for me. And that encounter of the Sadducees with Jesus is another way in which Jesus leaves them with something to think about, very profound. He's turning them into a different direction. The Sadducees were so obsessed with the law. They spent all their day talking about the little points that that people should follow and so on. Their heads were immersed in it all the time. Jesus was offered a question which had been born out of this meticulousness of the law, a very fine, foolish point. And as that story unravels, the question they're going to ask him, it gets more and more ludicrous as it goes on. A woman marrying seven brothers, but each one no luck with children, and in the end, they're all dead. And she's dead, and who is the husband? Well, my goodness, I would have thought there are better things to think about in this life than that conundrum. And that's precisely what Jesus is telling them. Do you know, he's saying to them that God, for goodness sake, is God of the living. And I think there's, to finish with, quite an important point here. We are living. But there are so many times when we confine ourselves to a place which is cold and not conducive to life. So easy for us to get bitter, anxious, annoyed, and worried about things to the point where we can't think straight about life itself. And I think that's what Jesus would want us to look at as well when he talks to us in the gospel today. We have got to learn how to live. What does every parent want of their children? Not high finances, a place on the board of directors, or all the money in the world they can get. A good parents want things like health for their children, that they should feel free and happy. That's precisely what God wants to do for us. But I'm so unfortunate for the Sadducees, and maybe the thought for us too, that the door sometimes is slammed, and Jesus finds it very difficult to get through. If you see that famous painting, Holman Hunt's The Light of the World, it always comes out at Christmas, you know, in the forest scene, Jesus standing with a lantern, rather nicely, Christmasly dressed with a crown on. And he's coming through a very old door. But notice the door. The handle is on the side of the person. Jesus hasn't opened the door. There's no handle the other side. The person has got to open the door. And Jesus can then come in.